three treasures I didn't mention. This is three learnings. Kaijo, in Japanese we call it Sangaku. Sangaku, when I look at the dictionary, it is three learnings, this one. I already talked. But I didn't mention three treasures. In fact, three treasures and three learnings. This is most essential and common through all Buddhist schools, all even Theravada Buddhism or Mahayana Buddhism or Buddhism, all Buddhism. Anyway, three treasures and three learnings. Okay. And do you know more? Do you know? Through all Buddhism, what is it? What I know is three learnings and three treasures. And any other? Sorry? Three jewels. That is three treasures. Same, no? Same. Three jewels. I think this is it. Yeah. And, okay. Three treasures. Buddha, Dharma, and Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. This is three treasures. Buddha, really awakened. One. For example, whatever. Do you think the real awakened one, without any lineage or Buddhist or Christianity, a Christian, or if really awakened, Jesus, Buddha? My question. Yes? Yeah? Do you think so? Yes, me too, I think so. So, because Buddha is the source of Buddhism. So when whoever really awakened, if we are really awakened, we are the Buddha. So awakening is the source of Buddhism. Enlightenment is the, in fact, the source of Buddhism. So Buddha, you understand. And Dharma is the teaching of Buddha. A teaching of Buddha. So we have thousands of sutras and chakras and tripitaka. Three baskets. They are Dharma. So we chant the sutra. This is Dharma. And Sangha Pacific tongue. Harmonize Buddhist Buddha's disciples. We are that. Sangha. It is said. It is three really harmonized practitioners. If they become together to practice, that is Sangha, already Sangha. Three members. But fortunately, I got four shooting sprouts. I introduced already to you. So we are really Sangha. I came here to Australia 20 years ago about. I had many sessions. I had many sessions in Melbourne and Bellingham and many. But now I really have reliable members of Sangha. Now I have. I am a very lucky boy. Thanks to your help. I introduced you for shooting sprouts for Zen teacher. But in fact, some more shooting sprouts we have in our Sangha. Shooting sprouts, but I am cruel enough. I pushed down into the ground. Not shooting yet. I said, very cruel, I'm very cruel. I confess you. To let them nurture their root. Underground root. To deepen. Therefore, I push them shooting sprouts, I push underground to water their roots. If not, if they shooting sprouts, and become teacher or master. That is more cruel. So I couldn't be such a cruel teacher, master. This is Sangha. Okay. So, to mention about three treasures, more I have. Today is not the time, not enough time. Today is the time to mention about Shikantaza. Yesterday I mentioned Shikantaza just. Unconditionally, just surrender, whatever we do. That is Shikan. We call it Shikan in Japanese. That means unconditional surrender. Unconditional absorption, concentration. Really unconditional. 悲観さが、is not our practitioner's effort. Not effort. But I confess it. I did a hard effort, really. I did. Okay.I know, usually, in Japan, Soto School, Zen Master Dogen Rinne, Soto School has, effortless, doesn't, 悲観から。And Rinzai School, they are more effortful way of doesn't.So I stayed both monasteries. I am telling you about Zazen Monster. Yeah. This is completely different way of shikankaza from different.From Shikantaza, very, very different. I participated in his, I call him the Zazen Monster. Nobody called him Zazen Monster, but I call. So I participated a few times his session, including Rohatsu. Rohatsu session whole week.We couldn't sleep. We were not allowed to sleep for whole week. There isn't sleeping much from the beginning. And this Rinzai master, very tiny temple, not.Not temple, just hut. Not so big place. And I participated. And this Rinzai master, before the beginning, he was like a samurai warrior, like, to go to the battlefield.Such a atmosphere. Really. We chatted before that. We chatted. But when the time comes, suddenly he stopped. And went to the Zen hall. And just sit. And we sit. He only twice.Kinshin, only twice Kinshin. In the midnight, twice. And just sitting. And you know, the mouth, open the eye open to widely, and.So I said, in the midnight, pain. I couldn't manage, so I moved and went outside the Kinshin. Kinshin is not inside, Rinzai, outside. Fortunately. So when I couldn't manage. I went to go out to Kinshin. Not only myself, all of them, except the master. Only this master because a few times I participated in his session. But for me it is very good opportunity to read real Shikantaza. You understand? Through such a hard effort, finally I could read a sort of Shikantaza. I really experienced Shikantaza. We human beings cannot maintain such a hard effort only for long hours. No, we can't. Even the Rinzai Master, when I looked at his face, at first he's like this, but now in the midnight when I looked at his face, very, very relaxed. I couldn't take. Do you see the book cover of my book on the open way? Did you? That cover, stone statue of Jizo Bodhisattva. Like that. His face was like this. No tension. That's very peaceful, very, very peaceful face I looked at. And what I found is real, genuine Shikantaza in his face. And myself too. After a few days, inevitably, I reached the state of Shikantaza. And since then, I get in easily the state of Shikantaza. Okay? Therefore, even being the effortful way of Zazen is a very meaningful to such a process to reach ultimate Shikantaza, unconditional surrender Zazen. So are you in such a process now or not? From the beginning, if you sit down, relax, like this, this is not Shikantaza at all. Shikantaza not so easy. Okay, don't take it. In Soto school mostly, they sit so without effort. Shikantaza just sit. But they are very drowsy. Like, very, very drowsy. Yes. Soto monastery. Because no effort, no concentration. That is not so Shikantaza. Shikantaza and real, genuine relaxation, our spine should be very straight toward heaven. And then relax. Really. Please don't misunderstand about real relaxation. Like this. This is not relaxation at all. You cannot keep this way so long. Very awkward this way. Very, very awkward. Tired. And also, I participate 10 days Nenbutsu session. Nenbutsu session. Do you know? Nenbutsu, Namu Amida Butsu, 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 for 10 days. with this a mantra session. It is mantra session. So I participate, attended. And this voice, of course, I read all of them, all of us, lost. With loud voice, with loud voice, like then the session, then the session. I did. Also, after a few days, I got into a sort of samadhi. But this is a shikantaza, in fact, shikantaza. Surrendering, complete surrendering. Without keeping our effort, full effort, we cannot reach real peace, deep peace, not samadhi. Through my such experiences, I wanted to share this. And today, have you expected enough? Today, now, gain of time, yeah? Okay, please.
Yes. One more thing.
Yesterday, I put a heavy burden on your shoulder. One question. Is this a genuine dharma? Or something there? If you remember. And today, if you are then genuine, or something else. Are you practicing, are you doing genuine dhyana? Or something else? Or just following your delusional association? Yes? Please let me do.
Both of
them.
Both of them. Ah. But what do you mean? Both of the lines. Both of different
companies. Ah. Both of them.
Not fighting.
Not fighting.
Not fighting.
It's
there.
Not fighting. Just.
Oh.
And each time, what do you? Each time, what do you?
Noticing.
Address?
Yes.
Okay.
Come back.
Each time.
When I know.
Okay. That is it. Each time you come back to your breath. Even if it's okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Not quite easy.
Yeah, me too, it's
okay.
And now, what I want to give you is how can we know if this doesn't genuine or fake? Okay. Okay. We don't have such a media. We don't have such a sensitivity yet. But we can nurture, sharpen such an innermost sensitivity. Okay? By doing daily love. Please continue. In the morning and in the evening, at least twice a day. Okay. Very concrete way. Concrete. And nurture your innermost sensitivity of getting back form of this one breath. This one breath. I said innermost sensitivity of this one. So you can nurture your my master. Your Zazen is teaching your Zazen. Your Zazen is teaching Zazen. Zazen が Zazen を教える。Zazen teaches Zazen. Such a sensitivity we need to nurture. Foster. Please do this. Please do it. Through your daily Zazen. I said background awareness. Background awareness. Not conscious. Innermost sensitivity, I said. Innermost sensitivity is background awareness of Zazen. Your background awareness, the same as innermost sensitivity, we can nurture or foster by our daily Zazen. That is one way, that is. This is a self-check and self-denial we need. Self-denial. This is not yet. This is such a sharp sensitivity we need. And also we have Zazen Sutra by Zen Master Dogen. Skanda Zen. Skanda Zen. So please read it. Sometimes it's okay. I felt deep shock. This passage, for example, put aside the intellectual practice of investigating words and phrases, and learn to take the backward step that earned the light and find it in this. Okay, this. Background. This is background. We get out, facing object. Always we have objects, even concepts. Concepts also objects. So, when we are not mindful, already we are facing an object. So, every time, Set what form can be used. Set what form of this one breath. Set what form. One step backward. With breath, with breath. Please learn. That's very good. Okay, breath, my breath, okay. We need a beautiful each dozen, each breath to not foreground consciousness. High ground. To step back. Therefore, I request this way, and then you embody. That's it. This is this way. Otherwise, we spend easily. Whether it is genuine garden or not, we don't know. There is very good. And Shiva says that habitually we spend just spending our lifetime with this different position easily, habitually. That is not present. So please severely test yourself, your challenge self. Please nurture inner sensitivity. Inner sensitivity. By daily pattern, you can see how to treat them. Through fine and breath, you can feel in your inner sensitivity. Your dozen is speaking to your subject. That is very significant.